KD Country 94 weather.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 90 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows around 69. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 90. Chance for scattered storms Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The leadership Mitchell County Board cordially invites you to the Mitchell County Community Service Award Banquet in honor of Scott and Mary Jane Chapman. In 2015, LMC launched the Community Service Award to recognize individuals that are consistent in their stewardship and commitment to service of Mitchell County. Both Scott and Mary Jane have given endlessly of their time and talents to make Beloit and surrounding communities a better place, said Kurt Frazier, LMC board member. They continue to give in their humble yet dedicated volunteerism efforts to Mitchell County and beyond. An awards banquet to honor Scott and Mary Jane will be held on Saturday, August 12th. At the North Central Kansas Technical College Conference Room. A meet and greet will begin at 5:30 with a dinner at 6 and a program at 6:45. Reservations can be made at Fraser Johnson and Martin LLC. Reservations are $25 per person, and the deadline is August 4th. An honorarium will be awarded to Mr. and Mrs. Chapman. They have elected to help support the Willow Springs Courtyard. Individuals and businesses can donate to the honorarium and address gifts to Leadership Mitchell County. Donations can be delivered to 116 North Hersey or mailed to P.O. Box 369, Beloit, Kansas, 674. All gifts are tax deductible. That full story posted on our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Sixth and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. Check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. You can donate blood in honor of Keller King, Blood Drive, Beloit Community Blood Drive, Beloit Elementary School, Multipurpose Room, 1201 North Bell in Beloit. That'll be tomorrow, Wednesday, July 19th from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., sponsored by SNS Drug. American Red Cross is, of course, helping with that. And to set up an appointment, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to give blood. Downs Golf Club is having a two-person scramble tournament. That'll be taking place on Sunday, July 23rd, beginning at 9 a.m., $60 to enter. There'll be lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins included in the entry fee. To register, call or text Corey, 545-6043, or Charlene, 545-5582. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
To right field and down. Green will score. Here comes Torkelson. Carpenter on his way to third. Veerling with a two-run double to get the Tigers a lead.
That had given the Tigers a 3-2 advantage. They would win by that final score on Monday night over the Royals. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. Pee Wee District Baseball beginning on Monday night. Also, other summer postseason brackets to note. And NASCAR was postponed to Monday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports, Pee Wee State Baseball Tournament beginning in Concordia on Monday night. In the first round, Clifton winning over Pike Valley 11-3. The Beloit Grasshoppers over Bremen 15-0. Concordia Lions beat Diller Odell 8-4, and the Concordia Knights over Concordia Chevy 6-3. Quarterfinals are set for tonight there in Concordia as the Beloit Ironbirds will take on the Beloit Grasshoppers at 7. Hanover against Clifton at 8:30 on the top side of the bracket, and on the bottom side of the bracket, Osborne against Concordia Lions at 7 o'clock in Valley Heights against Concordia Knights at 8:30. Full Pee Wee State Tournament bracket can be found at ncksports.com. Also, the brackets for the American Legion AA State Tournament in Concordia, which starts on Thursday, and the K-18 State Tournament at Lucas starting Saturday, are posted there at the website. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, despite holding a 2-0 lead through 7 innings Monday night, the Royals unable to hold on in a 3-2 loss to the Tigers at Kauffman Stadium. Royals got RBIs from Freddie Fermin and Nick Prado in the fourth to go up 2-0. They held the lead until the seventh when Taylor Clark had one on with two outs but couldn't get out of the inning. Being tagged with all three runs after loading the bases, Jose Kwas gave up a walk and double in relief as the Tigers took a 3-2 lead, held on for the one-run win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on that eighth-inning pitching.
You know, Clark, you threw a bunch of pitches. You know, he was at 26 right there. Had been struggling with lefties at times. Didn't have an easy at-bat against Badu to start out. Gets an out, and then with the hit batter to Green and then the walk at 26 pitches with his as humid and muggy, and, you know, I thought it was time. And Kwas has been good against lefties. I thought it was an appropriate time, obviously, to get Clarkey out and get somebody in there with a fresh arm, a different look.
Jordan Lyles had a solid start on the mound for the Royals with six scoreless innings on 83 pitches, but the Royals blew their 33rd lead of the season, which is the most in the major leagues this year. They're now 27-68, while the Tigers improved to 42-51. Game 2 of 4 in the series is at 7:10 tonight in Kansas City. Finally, in sports, after being rained out Sunday, the Crayon 301 took place in New Hampshire in NASCAR Monday afternoon. Martin Truex Jr. picked up his third win of the season, leading a dominant 254 of 301 laps. After 20 starts, Truex now has a 17-point lead over William Byron in the NASCAR Cup standings. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Pocono this Sunday afternoon. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.